Responsible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated in Lafayette, Indiana, Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities focuses on managing risk in today's complex and sophisticated commodities market. 866-837-9027.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. May hard red winter wheat, 648 up 2.5. July, 646 and 3/4 up 2.25. Soft May wheat, 613 and 3/4 up 2.5. July, 617 up 2.75. March corn, 429 and 3/4 up 2. July, 444.5 up 2. January soybeans, 1301 up 4.25. July, 1250 down 1. January soybean meal, 432.50 up 370. January soybean oil, 37.94 up 7 cents. February live cattle, 136.80 down 2.5. January feeder cattle, 168.12.5 up 10. February lean hogs, 85.67.5, and they are down 95. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in Newmarket, Indiana. Good chilly Tuesday morning to you, Wayne.
And a chilly morning it's been, you betcha. The snow's deep, the wind chill's bad, and there's quite some premiums out there for quick shipment corn and beans, but can't think anybody's wanting to take advantage of them.
Would you want to unload your elevator on a day like today?
I wouldn't think of starting things. If they would. But basically along the way, we've got some choppiness going on here. Going into the report on Friday, some big numbers to look at to get us re-situated as far as the balance sheets will be for the year. And I think that, you know, we continue to see China buy some beans, but they were optional origin. There was a couple of cargo loads done yesterday or this morning. Looks like they'll continue to come out of the U.S. until we get a firm idea of what's happening in the South America. But weather forecast come out first thing this morning, looked very good for South America. Took beans down a little bit, and just in the last half hour, we've popped back into green on them, Dave. So just a little bit of anticipation, maybe a little short covering going into the report.
Well, it is all about the report on Friday. Well, not report. We should be honest and say reports. There are four of them in all that people are going to be looking at. Lots of moving parts, but generally the trade expecting a bearish overall tone.
Yeah, I mean, basically we are. I mean, we're going to have the DEIS quarterly stocks, we're going to have the production report, we're going to have ending stocks, and we're going to have world ending stocks, and of course all the winter wheat numbers mm-hmm. too. So, yeah, a lot of numbers to look at, a lot of things that can get us a little bit confused on this. But I mean, basically, we're looking for numbers to come in higher than last year at this time, just because, we had a better crop and everything was that way. So as far as the quarterly stocks, the production, everybody looks, we were looking, the average guess for corn on the yield was 161.2, and then November, the USDA said 160.4, so there's 8 tenths a bushel there. On the beans, 43.3 is the average guess. So they're looking for a little bit more as far as that goes. The one thing we know for sure is bean stocks are tight in the U.S., but boy, it sure looks like South America is coming on strong with a really good production down there.
So I suppose the question then becomes, if we get the numbers that the trade is anticipating on Friday, does that put a nail in the coffin for 2014 corn and soybean prices, pending unless there's a weather event?
You know, without a weather event, it's going to be hard to rally this market far. I mean, we're going to have a few things happen along the way. We've still got an awful lot of people thinking there's going to be a lot more beans planted for next year. And if the bean price falls down in the meantime before planting season, we don't have to see that many acres switch to beans, Dave. So, I mean, it's going to be a back-and-forth seesaw thing in establishing and trying to either buy or get people to not plant acres. You know, some of the cases could be that they don't want that many acres rather than trying to buy the acres.
Well, farm futures, which did a survey of more than 1,000 producers in December, put out its latest estimates for beans for 14, and they came up with 82.34 million acres. That is huge.
That is huge. And I'm not thinking we're probably going to see that many acres when it all comes said and done, unless we have a wet spring or the farmer doesn't get out and get corn planted, because we all know that once, if he gets in the field, it gets going early. Farmers do like to plant corn rather than beans, but in some instances, we will see some switching this year to get back and take advantage of trying to be a little more of a balanced rotation.
People have been out of whack for a long time. There was a lot of popularity on that corn on corn on corn, but since we've been doing it for a while, yield drag has proven to cost the producer in the back pocket.
Yeah, and as Titus, we got to figure things with the decreased cost or price of corn and beans this year. He's going to be figuring a little closer and maybe doing what he needs to do to make money rather than what he likes to do.
How will 2014 play out regarding, because of the tightness that we're talking about and the narrow profit margins that we're probably going to be looking at? And it'll take some degree of nimbleness on the part of the producer to maximize their profitability in 14. How does that play out financially with the banks and such?
We look at the bankers to probably tighten their lines of credit. They're not going to be as free with money along the way. I think that the interest rates are probably going to stay somewhat low, but I think it's going to be harder to get the dollars at the cheaper price, because we got two things going on. I mean, the farmer's going to be less profitable per acre, and the bankers aren't making a whole lot for their risk capital to put it out there to give them the extra money. So I think they're going to be tighter with their money.
Probably also be pretty hard to forward cash contract unless you got a good relationship.
Well, I don't think we're going to have a whole lot of problems on forward cash contracts of this year. I mean, your stable elevators are going to be able to come in and do their hedging and go along with it that way. We're not talking about the elevators being a little tighter money. We're talking about the farmers themselves. So forward cash contracting should be easier than coming up with a whole big hedging account.
So what are you recommending pre-report? And there's a lot of position squaring going to be going on. If we do see some short covering, is it a market opportunity?
Well, you know, there's three or four market advisors out there right now that are saying they're looking for a little bit of a short covering going into the report to do a little more pricing, and I think it has a lot to do with where the farmer is at. If he has nothing done, a little pre-report pricing probably isn't bad. I think that, you know, we need to be up where they have some sold for this next upcoming crop here, especially if they're going to switch some acres. They need to have something out there for that. You know, we know as we look at the thing, if we close below 1120 in the November beans, that's not very positive. You know, do you sell just 1120 or you try to look for a bounce in that 1140 bracket, 1150? We'd love to sell something in the 1140 bracket if we get the chance before the report date.
How are producers doing with their 14 marketings?
Depends on some individuals have been very aggressive and others have done nothing. And I think that we need a happy medium in there, and we need to have a little bit done here just looking ahead, because we are looking at some burdensome supplies next year.
Before I let you go, a word about the U.S. dollar, please.
The dollar. You know, we're seeing a little bit of a rally today. We're trading around that 81 bracket. I think that it will, if we do the cut back on the easing, that it will strengthen a little bit. I don't know that it's going to get tremendously strong, but I think it'll stay in this 80 to 83 range for the meantime.
Thank you, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Current tick in the marketplace, hard red May wheat, 648 3/4, up 3 1/4. Soft May wheat, 613 3/4, up 2 1/2. March corn, 429 1/2, up 1 3/4. July, 444 1/2, up 2. January soybeans, $13, up 3 1/4. July, 1250 1/2, up to down 3/4. January soybean meal, 434, up 520. January soybean oil, 3779, and it is down 8 cents. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.